Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. We are on chapter 4. In the previous three chapters, we saw about evolution of fintech, some basic concepts of fintech. In the second chapter, we saw about different verticals in which fintech have disrupted. And in the third chapter, that is the previous chapter, we saw the fintech technology. So now we are totally set for exploring more into fintech and its various applications. However, as there is a massive disruption, as there is innovation of different types of technology, as newer and newer networks are coming into place, the most important point becomes the security. And since many of the applications are running online, cybersecurity for fintech becomes very, very important. And in this chapter 4, we are going to understand cybersecurity for fintech. We are also going to understand certain standards and best practices which will help the fintech company to not only have a secure fintech solution, but also to provide its benefits to the end users so that they are protected from the cyber attack and the losses that could originate because of the cyber attacks. This chapter will help you understand the various concerns relating with financial technology security that has originated with the expansion of computing devices and the best practices that can be followed to prevent and mitigate and cure such cyber attacks. We are going to learn in this chapter. In this chapter, we'll learn not only the basic concepts for fintech with an introduction, we'll also learn about the cybersecurity best practices for fintech companies, cybersecurity for banks and financial institutions, the most important document for driving security, that is information security policy. We're going to also learn about the basic concepts of information security policy and what should it contain. Then we are going to the international standards, starting with 27001, 27002, the ISO 9001 family, the ISO 45001, 2018, the ISO 14001 and related standards, and also the ISO 22301, 2019 standard. So let's start with an introduction to the cybersecurity. Financial technology-driven services face a variety of threats and hence must continue to be up to date on the latest security management and cyber threats. Technology innovations also expose financial institutions to risk with the growth in cloud computing and expanding use of mobile computing devices such as the smartphones, laptops, and the tablet computers. Multiple devices are generating more platforms with distinct software settings, applications, and users that can be exploited by hackers and fraudsters. Financial technology security has become a major area of concern with financial institutions that are driven by fintech. Threats and security risks would be different for different organizations and needs to be treated in different ways. So, what are the norms that should be followed by the fintech company? Various ID controls are designed in multi-layered secure platforms, namely the web content filtering, the virtual private networks, the firewalling, the anti-malware, intrusion prevention and detection, with the basic objective of combining various security capabilities on a single platform. Fintechs need to tighten their logical controls in addition to their traditional physical controls. Only then they can safeguard themselves from the cyber attacks. The sensitive customer data needs to be treasured in a secure storage in order to prevent criminals from having a big run against the trusted data. Fintechs need to be vigilant, flexible, and proactive in its approach to cyber and information security and continually harden its defenses. Successful fintech disruptors assess the security policies and tools periodically and continue to change rapidly because of the threats. The security policies and tools are implemented for one time and you don't take care for updation, then the cyber attackers will be one step ahead and can pose serious threat to the entire ecosystem. FinTech company must follow best practice and norms. The IEC and the ISO technical report offers more support to the FinTech industry to put in place the proper security management platforms for its services. A properly directed financial technology security is a must in the present scenario. A properly directed financial security can maintain high uptime, productivity, and reputation, and can certainly avoid direct costs of cleanup and indirect costs such as the downtime, low productivity, loss of reputation, and confidence in the financial institution. Every organization should involve all its employees, right from the top to the bottom, to maintain high confidentiality, integrity, and the availability of information on an ongoing basis. Good security, FinTechs or organizations have appropriate security governance, clearly defined security policies, user education on implementing the security policies, and need-based third-party assessments in place. Responsibility for information is shared among all the members of the financial organization. Now, having understood this basic intro on cybersecurity, the basic question boils down to why cybersecurity? Cybersecurity deals with protecting the computers, servers, mobile devices, electronic systems, network, and data in a FinTech ecosystem from malicious attacks from outsiders and wrongdoing from insiders. It can be a complicated, time-consuming, and most importantly, expensive ordeal. Cybersecurity is critical for FinTech companies, and hence they should be aware of the essential cybersecurity policies, tools, and approaches to developing a safe FinTech platform and infrastructure. Financial technology applications are required to comply with security norms prescribed by financial regulators such as RBI, SEBI, IRDA, PFRDA, etc. Inter alia for the online payments, payment aggregators, gateways, data privacy, collection of deposits, lending, trading of securities and derivatives, as well as offering the insurance products. Cybersecurity requirements for FinTech applications may vary based on the location of the FinTech company and the target markets through which the data is exchanged. FinTech company can look into the ISO 27001 for standards for securities requirements, policy designing, and frameworks on information security. There are different regulations not only in India but across the globe. The Personal Information Protection Act, PIPA, provisions for the private data security are applicable to private and government organizations in South Korea. The United States has also several laws and regulations related to the cybersecurity. For example, the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, CFFA, deals with the cyber-based crime and criminalizes hacking, unauthorized access to computer systems, and damaging or destroying the computer data. Now let's look at the Reserve Bank of India guidelines. Reserve Bank of India has issued guidelines on information security and cybersecurity to the banks in order to further build a robust cybersecurity resilience framework at banks and to ensure adequate cybersecurity preparedness among banks on a continuous basis. RBI has issued guidelines on security framework in the banks. Some of the security points in RBI guidelines on security framework in banks are need for a board-approved cybersecurity policy to be distinct from the broader IT policy, arrangement for continuous surveillance, IT architecture should be conducive to the security, comprehensively address network and database security, as well as ensuring protection of consumer information. Some of the security points in RBI guidelines also includes the cyber crisis management plan, cybersecurity preparedness indicators, sharing on information on cybersecurity incidents with RBI, supervisory reporting framework, and immediate assessment of gaps in preparedness to be reported to RBI, organizational arrangement, cybersecurity awareness among the stakeholders, top management, and even the board. Like RBI, IRDA has also issued guidelines on information and cybersecurity for insurers. The Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India has issued guidelines on information and cybersecurity for insurers. In 2022, IRDAI has created a cybersecurity checklist applicable to its cybersecurity framework as per the National Institute of Standards and Technology in respect of the framework for improving the critical infrastructure cybersecurity. Like IRBI and IRDAI, SEBI has also issued guidelines on information and cybersecurity. Securities and Exchange Board of India has issued guidelines on cybersecurity and cyber resilience framework for stockbrokers and depository participants. SEBI guidelines on information and cybersecurity, some of the points are on the governance, identification, protection, monitoring and detection, response and recovery, sharing of information, training and education, systems managed by the vendors, systems managed by the MIS, periodic audit. There is an advisory for SEBI regulated entities also. In 2023, SEBI has issued an advisory for SEBI regulated entities regarding the cybersecurity best practices. The advisory covers certain points like roles and responsibilities of chief information security officers, measures against the phishing attack and the websites, patch management and vulnerability, assessment and penetration testing, measures for data protection and data breach, log retention, password policy, authentication mechanism, privilege management, cybersecurity controls, security of cloud services, implementation of certain CSI RTFN advisories, concentration risk on outsource agencies, and audit and ISO certification. Now let's look at cybersecurity best practices for fintech companies after briefly going through the guidelines issued by RBI, SEBI, IRDAI. People, process, and technology are considered the three main aspects of cybersecurity, and all the policies, programs, and standards revolve around it. Security policy is prepared on certain major components such as confidentiality, integrity, availability, authenticity, and non-repudiation. Even though fintech companies may find it challenging to stay protected from cyber attacks, they can take preventive measures by implementing up-to-date cybersecurity best practices to safeguard themselves and their customers from these cyber threats. The first step in cybersecurity starts with a comprehensive cybersecurity program. And this program includes policies, procedures, and controls to safeguard the sensitive data and systems from the cyber threats. So let's look at this one by one. First, let us understand what a cybersecurity policy is. A cybersecurity policy is a set of rules to ensure that all the users of financial technology comply with the rules and guidelines related to the security of information. It is also meant to protect the sensitive financial information and systems from cyber threats so that the owner as well as the user is protected from these cyber attacks. The cybersecurity policy should outline the secure configuration, identity and access control, user privileges, password requirements, handling of sensitive information, data security, application security, network security, perimeter security, data center and cloud security measures, secure remote access, email security measures, and care while connecting on internet or the intranet, standards for accessing technology and social media, user education and awareness, as well as the incident response plan. And various other things can be included in the cybersecurity policy to safeguard the systems, processes, and the people. We have certain risk assessment methods. Risk assessment methods are used to identify potential cybersecurity risk and vulnerability to improve the overall cybersecurity posture of the company. The first, let us look at the incident response plan. The incident response plan provides guidelines and immediate steps to be taken by key persons in the event of a cyber attack or a data breach. Security assessment at specific intervals can help the fintech companies to identify potential vulnerabilities and improve the overall cybersecurity posture of the company. Third-party risk assessment is also very important. It's not enough to have a strong cybersecurity program for self if the fintech regularly deals with a third party, such as a cloud service provider and the payment processors. Fintech should ensure that the third-party vendors have strong cybersecurity programs in place and understand the due diligence and the monitoring of their cybersecurity practices. Specific trainings should be given to the employees, such as stop opening suspicious emails with attachment or links that can infect computer devices, as they may fall into a phishing scam. Adware that collects information about a user should be removed to maintain the privacy. Passwords and important information should not be stored in the unsecured places. The employee should be also trained and convinced that external storage devices should be scanned before using it on the computer systems. The public network should be avoided, as information sent or retrieved on public network is vulnerable. Important data should be backed up and tested regularly for the restoration. We also have to take care about the software and the hardware with regular updates. Software updates can fix known bugs. The latest version of the software can protect the fintech companies from new or existing security vulnerabilities. Similarly, the hardware updates will be required to support the software updates, and non-updated hardware may be slow or may not respond to the best practices to avoid these cyber attacks. In addition to the software updates and hardware updates, antivirus and anti-malware installed on the computers can patch the vulnerabilities. It serves as a total protection for computer systems and can significantly reduce the vulnerabilities. There needs to be encryption to protect sensitive data, both in transit and at rest. Unauthorized users may have access to sensitive data, and hence, sensitive data such as the financial transactions and personal information should be encrypted. Secure file sharing solutions have the capability of automatically encrypting sensitive files. A virtual private network can encrypt a connection and protect the private information shared with the internet service provider. There needs to be strong access control. Strong access control can limit access to sensitive data and systems to unauthorized persons. Role-based access control will provide the right and essential information to the authorized persons. There are certain tools available to check the strength of the passwords. Passwords should be changed at regular intervals. Multi-factor authentication can provide an additional layer of security for accessing sensitive data and systems. Most software now provides a two-factor authentication. There has to be clear job description. The security policy should define the roles and responsibilities of employees and stakeholders in ensuring seamless implementation of the cybersecurity of the company. Now let's look at the cybersecurity standards and frameworks. Fintechs adopt essential cybersecurity standards and framework to help protect sensitive financial information and systems from the cyber threats. Fintech companies can adopt the international standards, International Organization for Standards, or we say ISO 27001 standards, which are International Organization for Standardization standards, to establish an informed security management systems, ISMS in short, and ensure the confidential integrity and availability of the sensitive data. The ISO 27001 is a widely accepted information security standards across the globe. Fintech companies can also adopt the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard, popularly known as the PCI-DSS, to protect against the credit card frauds. The PCI-DSS is widely accepted by major credit card companies across the globe. We also have the National Institute of Standards and Technology Cybersecurity Framework. It provides a framework for improving cybersecurity risk management and is based on five key functions: identify, protect, detect, respond, and recover. It includes the standards, guidelines, and best practices to manage the cybersecurity risk. We also have the SOC 2 report. That is the Service Organization Control report. The Service Organization Control SOC 2 report evaluates the organization's control related to the security, availability, processing, integrity, confidentiality, and privacy, and helps them to establish trust and confidence in their services or products and understand the theory, processes, and controls. We also have the Center for Internet Security, CIS, controls. The Center for Internet Security controls provides cybersecurity's best practices to protect the systems and data and helps the organization improve its cybersecurity posture. Inventory and control of enterprise assets, secure configuration of enterprise assets and software, data protection, continuous vulnerability management, email and web browser protections, network infrastructure management, security awareness, and skills training, penetration testing, and malware defenses are some of the CIS critical security controls. We also have the Open Web Application Security Project, properly known as the OWASP. The Open Web Application Security Project provides guidelines and best practices to developers and technologists for developing and securing their web applications through community-led open source software projects. We also have various other regulations. The Personal Information Protection Act aims to protect personal data from unnecessary collection, unauthorized use, or disclosure and abuse. The Electronic Communication Privacy Act regulates the interception of electronic communications and protects individuals against unlawful interception of electronic communication. The Gramm-Leach-Billy Act regulates the privacy and security of financial information and requires financial institutions to safeguard the sensitive data of their customers. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act regulates the privacy and security of health information and protects sensitive patient health information. The Sarbanes-Oxley Act protects investors from fraudulent financial reporting by corporations and regulates the protection of electronic records. The Children Online Privacy Protection Act regulates operators of websites or online services who collect information from children under 13 years of age. So friends, we have understood various types of regulations in India as well as abroad. And now it's the time to understand the cybersecurity for banks and the financial institutions. Cybersecurity for banks and financial institutions. Why do banks require cybersecurity? Banks and financial institutions deal with sensitive information relating to the customers and the stakeholders and are highly prone to cyber attacks, and hence banks and financial institutions require cybersecurity. Due to the sensitive nature of data they handle, cybersecurity is very critical for them. So what are the best practices for the banks and financial institutions to safeguard themselves from cyber attacks? First, develop a cybersecurity program that includes cybersecurity policy, standards, frameworks, and the best practices. It's not good only to develop. One has to implement. Implement access controls by defining the roles and responsibilities of employees and grant need-based access to limit the access to the sensitive data and the systems. Conduct regular security assessments through security audits and take corrective actions based on the audit report. So develop, implement, and conduct are the three important pillars of the best practices for the banks and financial institutions to safeguard themselves from the cyber attacks. IT team should also have a regular update, and they should ensure that the software patch vulnerability has been updated so as to protect them against any potential cyber threats. Standard encryption prescribed by the regulator should be used to protect sensitive data both in the transit and at rest. Cybersecurity training is essential. Cyber security training should be provided to employees to detect and prevent the cyber threats and report the phishing attempts, malware, and other security risks to the appropriate authority. The key manager person should be involved in timely actions in the incident response plan to quickly respond to cyber attacks and thus minimize the impact of a breach. Specialized security agencies should be engaged to ensure that their vendors have adequate security controls in place And such agencies should coordinate with the security team of the bank. We also need to have a proper security policy document. A security policy document specifies certain requirements or rules that must be met in specific areas of information network security realm. A standard is a system specific or procedural specific requirement that must be met by everyone. A guideline is a collection of system specific or procedural specific suggestions for a best practice. Information security models are methods used to authenticate the security policies. An overall information security policy of fintech company should be driven by fintech and should be as specified in the ISO 27001 standard. Now, let us understand what is an information security policy. An information security policy serves like a watchful eye for the entire organization. An information security policy comprises broader strategic messages about the key information security issues, the principles, and the rationales to understand the threats and the controls. The compliance requirements would be determined according to the degree of security risk and the risk appetite. While designing a comprehensive security policy, a security professional should also refer to the industry standard documents, baseline framework provided by the recognized and established forum organizations and the associations. An information security policy should also have supplementary documents. Security responsibilities executed by departments other than the security group, technical configuration parameters, security workflows, step-by-step instructions for performing a detailed security task, guidelines to comply with security policy, etc. should also be included in proper documents. The organization should lay out the roles and responsibilities for information security and allocate them to the individuals. Duties should be segregated across the roles and individuals to avoid any conflict of interest and prevent inappropriate activities. Owners should be identified and to be held accountable for their security and handling, managing, controlling, moving, and storing, so that would set a discipline in the fintech ecospace. There are other important aspects of information security policies, like control access to information assets should be clearly documented, network access and connection should be restricted, technical vulnerabilities should be patched, and network services should be secured. The financial technology and related facilities should have sufficient redundancy to satisfy availability requirements and maintain continuity of information in case of a breakdown. Financial technology and information security arrangements should be independently reviewed and reported to the management. So, a standard information security policy includes the scope, that is all information systems, facilities, programs, data network, and all the uses of technology in the organization. Next, information classification into generic, confidential, or restricted should also include the management goals for securing information technology, acceptable encryption standards, physical and logical controls, users' access, and the clean desk policy should also form a part of information security policy. Information security policy also includes consistency with management rules, acquisition, assessment, and technology equipment disposal policy, server security and audit policy, software installation policy, workstation client security policy, removable media policy, internet DMZ equipment policy, web application security policy. That's not all. It should also include antivirus guidelines and protection from malware, email policy, employee internet use, monitoring and filtering policy, remote access policy, virtual private network policy, database credential policy, and password construction and protection guidelines as well. It should also include the security mandates on access, identity verification, and authentication to financial technology, well-established responsibilities of technical as well as non-technical staff, the risk assessment policy, the social engineering and awareness policy, consequences for non-compliance, ethics policy, disaster recovery and the business continuity plan. Now let's look at the Information Security Management System, popularly known as the ISMS. An Information Security Management System contains policies and procedures to systematically manage an organization's sensitive data so that it remains secure. It includes how-to guidelines on people, processes, and the IT systems and application processes of risk management. It is applicable to all the employees as well as the key persons of the organization, such as the CEO, the COO, the CFO, the CXO, the CTO, the CIO, as well as the CISO. Now let us understand the basic terms relating with financial technology security. First, the encryption. Encryption is a process of encoding information so that other unauthorized parties cannot read it. Cryptography is a field of secret writing that has its origin in the ancient Greeks and is associated with scrambling the plain text into cipher text so that no one can decipher, only authorized persons can actually convert the encrypted data into a clear data. Next is the firewall. The fire line of the defense for most networks is a firewall. A firewall is a shield created between a trusted network and an untrusted network. Gateways also act as the firewalls. An application level gateway provides security by using the authentication before a user can send the data through. A dematerialized zone is in between the external and internal firewalls. The DMZ allows the servers to operate normally with the maximum level of the protection. Now let us look at the various standards. The first is the ISO/IEC 27001. International standards can help fintech companies to safeguard themselves from the growing cyber attacks and the threats to business, governments, and societies with the implementation of international standards to manage the information secure and become confidential, vulnerable, and resilient. The ISO/IEC 27001 was originally published jointly by the International Organization for the Standardization, that is ISO, and the International Electrotechnical Commission, that is the IEC. ISO standards can help fintech companies safeguard themselves from the growing cyber attacks and threats to business, government, and societies. And hence, they need to implement the standards to manage information security and become confident as well as resilient in dealing with the cyber threats and the cyber attacks. A new and improved version of ISO/IEC 27001 in the form of ISO/IEC 20001-2022 has been published to address the latest information security risk. There are 10 clauses in ISO/IEC 27001-2022, and they are the scope, the normative references, the terms and conditions, the context of the organization, the leadership. The 10 short clauses also includes the planning, the support, the operation, performance evaluation, and the improvement. Annexure A lists information security controls. Next important is the ISO/IEC 27002. ISO/IEC 27002 is an information security standard published by International Organization for Standardization and by the International Electrotechnical Commission. A new and improved version of ISO/IEC 27002 in the form of ISO/IEC 27002-2022 has been published to address the latest information security risk. The ISO/IEC 27001-2022 aims at establishing, implementing, and managing an information security management system and provides requirements for the risk management process, including the components and structure, to achieve effective information security management. The ISO/IEC 27002-2022 aims at implementing, maintaining, and improving information security management and provides guidance for applying the controls listed in Annexure A of ISO 27001, including implementing recognizing information security controls within the information security management system. So both ISO 27001 and ISO 27002 are very, very important in the security framework. Now let's look at ISO 9001 family. The ISO 9001-20015 provides criteria for a quality management system for companies and organizations of any size and can be implemented to any organization, irrespective of the sector that they belong to. The ISO 9004:2018 on quality management provides guidance to achieve the sustained success, whereas the ISO IEC IEEE 90003:2018 are specifically applicable to the software engineering, and it sets out the guidelines on the application of the ISO 9001:2015 to the computer software. Fintech companies can implement this standard to improve the quality of products and the services. Customers can benefit from the implementation of the ISO 9001 standards by getting consistent, good quality products and the services. Next, we look at the ISO 45001:2018. The ISO 45001:2018 standard is specifically meant for fintech companies that are committed to improving the safety of their employees by reducing the workplace risk and wish to create better, safer working conditions. It aims at reducing the occupational injuries and diseases, including promoting and protecting physical and mental health. The main aim of ISO PAS 45005:2020 is to provide guidance on safe working during the COVID-19 pandemic. ISO 45001 makes integration with other standards like ISO 9001:2015 and ISO 14001:2015 easier, as it follows a high-level structure of this ISO standards. Now let's look at the ISO 14001 and the related standards. Climate change and polluted resources can be a big challenge for fintech, and hence ISO 14001 can help the fintechs to identify, manage, monitor, and control the environmental issues. ISO 14001 and related standards can be implemented by fintechs who are searching for practical tools to manage their environmental responsibilities. Can be helpful for the fintechs to comply with the regulations, gain a competitive advantage, and win the confidence of the stakeholders. It can also encourage the vendors associated with the fintech to improve environmental performance by integrating TM with the FinTok's core information technology system. ISO 14001:2015 provides guidelines for improving environmental performance. The ISO 14001:2016 provides guidance on implementation of environmental management systems. Fintechs can reduce the negative impact on the environment due to the fintech operations and comply with the applicable laws, regulations, and other environmentally oriented requirements. ISO 14001:2019 provides guidelines for a flexible approach to a phased implementation. Next important standard is ISO 22301:2019. Fintech is required to respond when there is sudden disruption caused to a business in the form of a cyber attack, and hence fintech should be ready to respond quickly and effectively. And here comes ISO 22301:2019. ISO 22301:2019 can be implemented by fintechs who are committed to identifying and eliminating any risk that can affect the continuity of business and implement business continuity management systems for ensuring security and resilience. ISO 22301:2019 sets out clear guidelines on how to establish business continuity management systems. It provides various guidelines on the implementation, maintenance, and improvement of management system so that it can prepare for, respond to, and recover from any disruption caused to the business. Businesses can thus protect themselves against the likelihood of the occurrence of any disaster and reduce the impacts of disruptions when they arise. So friends, with this we reach a conclusion of this chapter, Financial Technology Driven Services Face Various Threats and Must Remain Current on Security Management and Cyber Threats. The proliferation of new technologies is increasing the number of financial vulnerabilities. Fintechs need to be vigilant, flexible, and proactive in its approach to cyber and information security and continually harden its defenses. Successful fintech disruptors access the security policies and tools periodically and continue to change rapidly because of the threats. The IEC and ISO technical report offers more support to the finance industry to implement the proper security management platforms for its services. Financial technology application must comply with the security norms prescribed by financial regulators such as RBI, SEBI, IRDA, PFRDA, etc. Banks and financial institutions can safeguard themselves from the cyber attacks by following the best practices. Thank you.